Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Migs.
B-Migs, don't be a loser. B-Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Chris from Roy is. Chris, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Steve, get out of here.
Let's go.
For those playing at home, Chris has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
How many colors are on a Rubik's Cube?
4?
No.
6.
Yes. What is another term for your sternum?
Your chest?
No.
Your abdomen?
No.
Pass.
What is the smallest ocean by area?
Indian?
No.
Caspian Sea?
No.
The Atlantic?
No. Farmers of what fruit pay helicopter pilots to dry their crops?
What fruit? Cranberries?
No.
Strawberries?
No.
Pass.
What band did Bill Ward co-found?
Pass.
Which state did Benjamin Franklin represent during the Constitutional Convention in 1787?
Oh, my God. Pennsylvania?
Yes. Which U.S. robbers had the surnames Parker and Barrow?
Which U.S. what?
Robbers.
Bonnie and Clyde?
Yes. Coming in hot right at the end to round out 3 points for the game, Chris.
Oh, my God.
you know what? I think you actually did know one of these, but you just couldn't get to the right to the right one. But don't worry, Steve looks very stressed out.
Well, yeah, I don't want to go 8-5 with this guy.
It'd be so embarrassing.
Very embarrassing.
A little overconfident.
Oh, okay. I'm happy to hear that.
Steve, are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go. How many colors are on a Rubik's Cube?
6.
Yes. What is another term for your sternum?
That'd be your chest.
No.
Avocado?
No.
Breastbone.
Yes. What is the smallest ocean by area?
Indian Ocean?
No.
Arctic?
Yes. Farmers of which fruit pay helicopter pilots to dry their crops?
Fruit. Oranges?
No.
Bananas?
No.
Cherries?
Yes.
What
band did Bill Ward co-found?
Black Sabbath?
Yes. What state did Benjamin Franklin represent during the Constitutional Convention of 1787?
I don't know. New York?
No.
New Jersey?
No.
New Hampshire?
No. Which U.S. robbers had the surnames Parker and Barrow?
Oh, Bonnie and Clyde.
Yes. What term describes a sandstorm with strong winds carrying a wall of dust and sand?
A dust storm?
No.
A bad storm?
No.
A hairy storm?
No. What is the only planet to rotate on its side?
That'd be Uranus, Taryn.
That is correct.
What?
Steve?
Cherries and Uranus were total guesses.
Steve, you got 7 correct, and that is a victory.
Yes.
7-3. Sorry, Chris.
Yeah, good game, man.
Take care, Chris.
Another one bites the dust. Bless you. Another
one bites the dust. I'm allergic to losing.
Our friend Chris did know that the state that Benjamin Franklin represented during the Constitutional Convention was Pennsylvania.
That's a very educated guess.
In a sandstorm with strong winds carrying a wall of dust and sand is a haboob.
Oh, okay. This is the first time I've ever heard that word.
Well, now you know.
What's the haboob?
Haboob. It's fun to say.
The Daily Migs Show.
Steve Migs, once a year, we do something that no other radio station dares to do.
Come to work.
Not that. Live Night. Live Night is back, and we're going to be doing it at Snoqualmie Casino.
Back at Snoqualmie Casino, and they have that new ballroom. I am so fired up for this.
I have been to the ballroom
and
seen a show there, and it is so sensational. The theme this year is going to be yachty and naughty.
Oh, boy.
Are you going to wear your captain's hat?
Yeah, I can't tell you where I'm going to wear it, though, because it's yachty and naughty.
We hope that you can join us Friday, February 13th. You can get all the details at KISW.com.
So it's us doing everything live, the Benjamin doing everything live, and when we say everything live, we mean like the sound effects, the music. It's just going to be a blast. All the warts too. I mean, it's a train wreck in the making, and it's going to be a great time at Snoqualmie.
You don't want to miss it, so join us.
The Daily Migs Show.
Our voice messages are open for business. You just head over to the Odyssey app, which is very easy and free to download to your smartphone, and leave us your thoughts right there.
And we have gotten some interesting voice messages, one about beaver farts. We'll get to that one in a second.
I call that something different. Oh.
Wow.
So do I, actually.
Me too.
It's one of the few words that I actually use that letter. Never mind.
Okay.
Let's start off with one about old people. Are you ready for the first voice message that was left for us through our Odyssey app?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to vent about all my old people that work with me at work. They're a bunch of lazy people. They don't do anything.
Is this Danny talking about us?
Us boomers?
You jerk.
You're welcome.
So, you know, if you're going to be that old, then you need to just stay at home and do nothing instead of trying to work and make our work harder.
Yeah.
Well, why stay at home and do nothing when you can go to work and do nothing and get paid for it?
Duh.
I mean, they've earned that right. They're old.
What do you think he does for a living?
Oh, I would love to know.
Yeah, he's a barista or something.
I wonder.
There's certain places,
works
though,
at Walmart.
Yeah.
Certain places I go where I'm looking for the oldest person that works there. And that's like Home Depot, Lowe's, any sort of like hardware store. I'm like, I want a dude named like Henry in his late 60s to help me find what it is that I'm looking for. I'm not going after the young, you know, millennial or Gen Z person for help. I want Henry.
You think Henry knows exactly what it is?
Yeah, his friends call him Hank.
Hank can tell you exactly what to do, and he could probably save you a couple bucks while doing it.
And guess what? He's not like tweeting during his lunch break, you know? He's a hardworking man.
But sometimes you go up to those young whippersnappers over at Home Depot, and it's clear that they have no idea what they're talking
right?
about. I'm like, would you learn that on YouTube? Oh, jerk.
Loser.
Wow.
All right. Now we go from old people to beaver farts.
Mm-hmm. Please tell me you're going to talk about the beavers that fart and they don't fart just for fun, unlike you, Migs.
Okay, hold on a second. Why am I being attacked on
this? Is this your wife?
Sounds a lot like Sid.
I hope you guys talk about it. I was reading about it this morning and it's hilarious.
All right, do you know what this is all about?
No.
Because I had to Google it to figure out what the hell she's talking about with beaver farts. So apparently the wildlife group captured a beaver that farted. And so I would just instantly think that's hilarious. Beavers also don't eat the right foods and their stomachs don't agree with it. Whatever. But apparently they don't do it for relief or amusement. According to these wildlife experts, they do it on purpose. And here's a beaver officer.
What?
Which was Danny's job in college as well. Her name is Lauren. It still is. Okay, over at Emo Night. Yeah. You can
DJ officer.
DJ Beaver Officer. Can you start calling by that? Oh, or DJ Officer Beaver?
No.
All right, well, anyways, here's Lauren talking about why beavers fart.
We put camera traps out to try and track the beaver activity, and we got loads of really great stuff. So we got the beavers building their dams, grooming, feeding, swimming. But one that did stand out and made everyone in the office laugh was the beaver breaking wind. Beavers.
Okay, is that the beaver farting right there?
That's juicy.
Beavers, near their tail, they have glands that can secrete this oil called castoreum. And that actually helps them to mark their territory. So we think what the beaver was doing in the video is actually marking its territory and communicating to any other beavers out there that actually this is my patch.
Huh, I'm going to remember to use that when I fart in front of my wife. Be like, look, I'm just marking my path. It's castoreum. I'm just releasing my castoreum. Sorry, babe.
Does it sound like that when you do it?
Yes.
The Daily Migs Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Yesterday, we got the scoop on Danny's daddy-daughter date with his daughter, Lily.
Yes.
They got some new hardware in their ears. You guys had an ear-piercing date, and I was kind of surprised that you'd never had your ears pierced before, Danny.
You know, if I had a dime for everyone that said that, like, you didn't have your ears pierced before.
Because your face is pierced.
My face is pierced.
Yeah, lip, nose.
Yeah, just never did my ears for some reason.
And that surprising factoid led to you asking this, Migs.
Yeah, yesterday. So you've never had your ears pierced before?
Never once.
That's crazy. So here you are, you know, in your 30s.
Yeah.
Like, some would say that ship has sailed. Yeah. I'm not saying that as a guy who does a lot of dumb things at my age. Like, I'm definitely not one to tell you that you should be doing, you should be falling in line for what your age dictates. But that's kind of crazy.
I call it my midlife crisis because I'm not at the midlife crisis yet.
Well, we don't know when you're going to go.
That's
so
fair.
It could be.
That's fair.
Did you ever have your ears pierced back in the day, Steve?
No. That took a dark turn. Sorry about that, Danny. Listening back to it, I wasn't trying to make a prediction or a spoiler.
It's okay. I forgive
you. I have faith that you'll last till at least 80.
No, oh, thank you.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So I am almost on my midlife crisis.
Oh, crap.
Oh, God.
85.
I mean, I don't think it's any secret that we all do some things that are a little bit on the childish side, or we're like, no. You know, a little immature from time to time.
Not me. Everything I do is exactly what someone who just turned 50 should be doing.
Sure.
What do you, of all the things that you're into, Steve, that maybe most 50-year-olds aren't, what do you think is maybe the most childish, or the
probably, you know, my book club where we drink wine and eat fine cheese. I feel like that's very immature. No, I think you could do it two together. If you just look at my social media, put spandex on the weekends and pretend to fight my friends. That's something that most people at my age are not doing. And if they were doing it at some point in their life, they are certainly done doing it at this point.
So at the super professional WWE level and the level that you wrestle at, are there very many at all? Like, how many 50-year-old dudes do you encounter?
I mean, nowadays, it's better than it used to be. Just like in anything, I think people just take care of themselves a little bit better. So yeah. Like back when, you know, I was younger, someone hits their 40s, that's typically the end of their sports entertainment career. Nowadays, you got guys going in late 40s, early 50s as well. So it's not the norm, but it's not out of the ordinary anymore.
So do you just at this point listen to your body and just, you know, someday you'll know that it's time to hang it up, or what?
I would have been done 5 years ago if I listened to my body. You know, it's just I'm surrounded by some people that make me, I don't know about you guys, I like being around people that will make you feel young and yep. still have a lot of energy. And like, as I jokingly say, like the dreamers in this world, people who haven't given up on certain dreams, because I think that's just inspiring to me. Like when people aren't just just accepted that this is their life and that they just accept sit on the couch and do nothing. Like, because I grew up in that kind of a household.
Sure.
So I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be that person for my kid. But yeah, I mean, I guess, yeah, I that's a big reason why I do that.
You know what really helps too? If you get your ears pierced, it adds 5 years of youngness to you and you can wrestle more.
You know what? I'm sure if I did, when Tatum gets her ears pierced, I know you did it with Lily, your daughter.
I did, yep.
I would jokingly say it, and if she said, yes, Daddy, do it, I probably would do it. But
aww.
I have a very strong feeling that she's not, because she doesn't want me to do anything. Like, you always hear the stories of like, oh, your daughter's going to make you want to like paint your nails. I would say do my hair, but we know the answer to that situation.
Mm-hmm.
But like, and I mentioned to her, I'm like, do you want me to paint my nails with you? She's like, no, Daddy. Like, she's already just like, no, I don't want you to do anything with me, Dad.
This is my beauty shop. Stay out.
This is me and Mom's thing, not yours. Stop trying to jump in on this. We've got our own thing, Dad. This isn't it.
Again, we're not going to be the ones to judge anyone.
What about you?
I mean, probably sometimes my party lifestyle a little bit. I'm here for a good time, Steve.
You mean inviting everybody and their sister over to your house every weekend is something that people in their 40s should stop doing?
Yeah, maybe, you know, less house parties, but I'm enjoying it, you know? And it does keep you young, I think, you know, having these hobbies or things of that nature.
100%.
So again, not judging, but Rockaholics, we want to hear from you. What are some of the things that people might say you should stop doing because you're too old to do it?
The Daily Migs Show.
We want you to admit it. What is something that you do or that you have done that some might say you're too old to be doing at this point? 206-803-ROCK.
No judgment.
No judgment from us.
I mean, I know we're very mature and we do only mature things, but we won't judge you for this.
We have someone on hold, Steve, who did a girls' weekend at a place that you normally bring your kids, but they didn't bring any kids, and it's not Disneyland.
Okay.
We're going to talk to them in just a moment. But first, Kim from North Bend, what do you like to do with your kids that others say you might be too old for doing?
We play video games, Fortnite and Minecraft.
Yeah. Okay, I'm glad you brought up Minecraft because my wife and I had this conversation yesterday. We were just at dinner and there was a soda can. I don't know what kind of brand it was, but I was like, that's an interesting orange that's on the can. And my wife's like, oh, it's a Minecraft like nod. And I was like, you know, that's one of those games I've heard of a million times. I've heard all about, but I have no idea what the concept is behind Minecraft.
Yeah, you just build stuff, make stuff.
Like Tetris?
I mean, I guess kind of, because you do put blocks together. They're all squares.
Hey, Kim, have you gotten into Roblox yet?
They play it a lot, but it's not my favorite.
Mine either. However, I'm sucked in.
So that's popular with kids as well. Yeah, I know Fortnite, of course. These are games that I'm just not... I haven't tried yet.
Never have I ever. 206-803-ROCK. What is something that you have done or are currently doing that others would say you might be too old to be participating in? Allison from Seattle, tell us what you did.
Hi there. So me and my friend, it was a 3-day weekend, so we went down to Great Wolf Lodge and had a drunken weekend.
Awesome.
How expensive are the drinks at Great Wolf Lodge?
Allison?
Oh, no, we lost her.
Awesome.
Oh, oh wait, are you there?
Yeah, oh, yeah, I cut out for a minute. I'm here now.
How expensive are the drinks at Great Wolf Lodge?
We only bought the first one, pretty expensive, but I just made pictures of Mai Tais, and we used our same sippy cups, and when we ran out, we just went back and refilled them.
Oh, my God, so I love you, Allison.
So you were smuggling booze into a kid's park.
Yes, it was awesome.
Allison, if you write a book on how to do that, I might purchase it.
Did you go down all the slides and do all the water slide stuff?
Oh, yes. And the funny thing was the really big, huge one, we went down when we were totally drunk. But we actually got to stay one more night because they offered us such a good deal. But we had to work the next day, so we didn't drink that day, or at least not really late. So we went down that one completely sober, and of course we're both kind of old. I mean, I'm 57, and so that time it hurt so much. We were getting whiplash, and we were like laughing and saying "ouch, ouch, ouch" the whole time.
So what we're learning is that if you're going to do rides at an older age, you need to be drunk so it can like rubberize your body.
Yeah.
Got it.
206-803-ROCK. Brendan from Montana, what is something that you do or have done that others would maybe say you're too old to be doing?
Play Legos with my kid. He loves playing Legos, and then something that helps me keep feeling young is snowboarding with him as well.
Nice. Oh, that's super jog, cool.
Going on a jog sucks, but snowboarding, it's good on the joints. It's fine.
That is true. Yeah. It's have not you as tried, high impact.
Wait, based on our last call, have you tried jogging while under the influence of alcohol? Because apparently things hurt less.
Not quite. There's this thing here in Bozeman. It's a little underground thing. It's called the Tour de Bozeman. And it's where you ride your bicycle from each brewery to another. And you get 3 beers per brewery. So you get a punch card and you see how many you can get through. So I've done that once, but other than that, no, not.
Brent, that sounds like a recipe for disaster. Let's feed a bunch of booze to people on bicycles.
And wish them all the best.
Don't do that.
Thanks, Brendan.
So when are we road tripping to Bozeman, Montana?
It's just different over there.
Right.
206-803-ROCK. Justin from Olympia, what is something you do or have done in the past that others might say you're a little too old to be participating in?
Well, I don't have any kids, so I feel a little weird just saying this, but I still mess around with Legos as an adult, 34 years old.
No judgment. I never really got into the world of Legos prior to having Tatum, but now that I have Tatum and I realize, oh, there's an actual like way to do it, and it's a lot more fun than trying. I used to think you had to look at the picture and figure it out. I'm like, this is too much for me. But ever since
then, man, looking at pictures, I can't figure it out, man.
Okay.
But doing Legos is very relaxing. It's like doing a puzzle for me.
Sure.
So my girl's into Harry Potter, and I'm super stoked for Mother's Day because I got her this little Hogwarts Hagrid on the motorcycle Lego set, and I got myself a Star Wars Lego set, and she doesn't know yet, but I'm going to surprise her with that for Mother's Day with a pizza and Legos, and we're going to nerd out.
Okay, you guys sound like a lot of fun.
We're pretty fun. We're just newly together, and we are crazy about each other. It's awesome.
You say they're a lot of fun. I have a question to determine that. When you get your pizza,
yes,
would you be opposed to having pineapple
okay.
on it?
Get out of here, Steve.
Yes!
Hang up on this man. They are no fun whatsoever.
206-803-ROCK. What is something you do or have done that others might say you're just too old to be doing anymore?
I'm looking at the text line. I love this one. I still, because this it falls in line with, I think, how we are as well. I still play flag football at 54, and I make the most touchdowns on my team. I run a team called the Spider Monkeys.
Ooh, I like that.
I love that. As long as you're able to still do it, the age shouldn't tell you to stop.
I mean, I feel like flag football is the only type of football people are playing in their 50s. There's nobody's playing tackle football in their 50s.
Well, I don't think the moment you leave like any kind of organized sport, I don't know many people that are doing tackle football unless things get a little gnarly because of the flag. But have you ever played flag football?
I mean, like as a child for funsies, but yeah.
I did it with when the Seahawks would, where Mike McCready would do that, the fundraisers for the Crohn's Foundation.
Yeah.
And he would, which was awesome. He would get together a bunch of people and have a big tournament over at Lumen Field and play flag football. I'm like, I never paid attention to what flag football was like until I got to play it. And I'm like, man, my body was beat down because it's still physical.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
And it still involves running. And that's something I don't like doing.
And there's not a lot of running and wrestling, you know?
Not
that's a good choice for you.
Well, if there is, it's in a contained space.
Yeah, it's very small.
So it's only a few steps. It's not like trying to run the length of a field. And I'm like, this is just too much for me. But it was awesome.
Well, good for you.
The Daily Migs Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.